The center of political and commercial interaction in the ancient Greek polis was the agora. The word essentially means a gathering place or an open space, and in all Greek city-states, the agora was central to all aspects of daily life and commerce. As the agora developed as a civic space, particularly from the 6th century BCE onward in Athens, the architectural splendor of the buildings associated with it became an ever more obvious demonstration of the power and glory of the Athenian democracy. In its earliest forms, an agora in maritime cities was invariably situated near the sea, while in inland, urban centers it was usually located at the foot of the hill that normally provided the city's ultimate defense. The agora was always the oldest part of any city, and as such, and as well as being the commercial hub of the area, also became the center of the religious and political life of the polis. In Homer's time, an agora might have seats for the comfort of the citizens that had assembled to consult with one another. The city's oldest sanctuaries were always located either in or very close to the agora itself, and the first festive games were held in its open space. Roads to and from the city centered on the agora, and it was usually the starting point for any processions to the various sacred sites visited by the populace. The space itself was treated in much the same way as a temenos, or sacred precinct. Originally, all public transactions were also carried out in the agora, but over time in larger cities it became necessary to have specific buildings for many of these dealings. In Athens, for example, the Nyx, adjacent to the Athenian agora, was commandeered to host political meetings, and the Kerameikos, the oldest industrialized area of the city, developed right next to the agora. Together they comprised the very heart of commercial Athens. Buildings that developed to serve the political, religious, or commercial activities of the citizens were generally built around the agora rather than in it, and helped to define the agora itself. These buildings would typically include law courts, offices, formal feasting halls, and official meeting places. They were usually integrated using extended porticos or stoas, and it is these that came to dominate the architecture of the agora. The ancient agora of classical Athens, the history and legacy of the Athenian city center and assembly gathering space, examines the history of the heart of Athenian life.